Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hey, bringing us back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend John Stanton, original founding member of our Brain Trust, our very first customer care expert to join us and stay with us and continue to talk about it all this time. John, thanks again for being here. Thanks for all the great years of abiding support of all the things that we do.
Oh, my pleasure, Jim.
So as you travel around the world, compare the kind of service you get in other countries to what you see here in the United States. And when I say service, I'm talking about the way you're treated, not whether their products work or what happens when you bring it back. I'm talking about just at the moment of transaction, at the point of sale. How do you compare?
Well, if we just look on average across, let's say, Western Europe, we do a far better job. I don't think there's any question about that. However, I think it varies quite a bit by country, because in certain cultures, that culture isn't rushed. Italy, Spain, places like that. You find that they go slower, and if you're an American, you think they're not giving you good service, but it's just the flow of the flow of the business.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be friendly. One of the big things, I specialize in food. One of the big things is in restaurants and things, a profession is to be a waiter. So a waiter might be 30 years in the same place, and they're really skilled and they're really knowledgeable and sometimes a little arrogant, but you get wonderful service, maybe not a smile. In the U.S., everyone's an actor who's a waiter, and they just can't wait to get out of that job. So I think that's one of the main differences. There's the story of the Mexican guy that went to Ireland, and he was there for a few weeks, and finally he says to the Irish guy, "What word do you have in Gaelic for mañana?" The Irish guy thinks, and he says, "We have no word with that sense of urgency." And so you just...
I've always heard my Spanish-speaking friends tell me, mañana doesn't mean tomorrow, it means not today.
Yeah. That's funny. That's funny, probably true. But you do find that because there's more professionalism in service, they know what they're doing better, they can... all these things, but less likely to get the smile and the politeness, etc. However, same thing is true in the U.S. This is what I find fascinating. I go into a small little store to buy a bread and maybe some cheese. It's a person, you can't get out of there. They're talking to you. You go to a big supermarket and you might as well be in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that same big, small...
Similar, hotels are similar. International hotels are similar in that way, too.
The international hotels are, they have these
they're standards. Homogenized.
Yes. Absolutely. And it, to some extent, I like that they move these people all over the world, so you check in and the person's from Romania and you say, "Oh, how long have you been in England?"
But if you go to a little bed and breakfast in Rome or Scotland or somewhere like that, it's different, isn't it?
We just got back from a little trip to Scotland. We went on that one of those whiskey tours.
Yeah.
And we stayed in a couple of, not B&Bs, but small hotels. They couldn't do too much for you.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing that small businesses, and it still astonishes me that the same companies that are struggling to survive seem not to not understand that the key to their success is inside their head and the way they present themselves, and it costs them nothing.
Well, that's people have been asking me that, Jim, for over 20 years. Yeah. They say, John, if you're so damn sure that customer service really makes a difference, that a small company can really compete against the giant, why aren't people doing that? You know, and I think, and I say to them, I don't know.
I know.
It's a mystery to me.
It's still astonishing to me. JohnLStanton.com is the website. John Stanton is our guest. Hey, John, come back again real soon.
Oh, give me a call. You know, I'll talk to you anytime, Jim.
Good job, John.
I hope
John,
the listeners realize how famous this guy is here. Every time I see him, he's in the news someplace.
Thank you, John. John Stanton, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.